This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Song. Have to tip of the hat to Big Ed. He always comes up with great songs for the show. Good morning. Welcome to Freedom Works, the Paul Molloy Show. I am Paul Molloy along with Big Ed. We thank you for being with us. It is Monday, September the 16th, and boy, do we have a lot of news. Holy Toledo. We'll be talking in a few minutes with Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and we'll talk with him about how to make home buying affordable again. And no, it's not by government handouts to new home buyers, like some people we know want to do. So we'll be talking with him about that in just a few minutes. And of course, Donald Trump escapes a second assassination attempt yesterday. Is all the hateful rhetoric against the Donald taking its toll? Do you think that has anything to do with it? We will be talking all about it, of course, during the show. And the head of J.P. Morgan, the top guy at J.P. Morgan, says there is an economic peril for America that's even worse than a recession that we have to worry about. And we will tell you what he is referring to. And in our ultimate top 10, listen to this. The top 10 colleges in America with the most conservative students attending. Yeah, they got it figured out. So we'll tell you all about it at the end of the show. By the way, Freedom Works, we are sponsored by Andrew's Master Barbershop. Guys with the best haircut in Tampa Bay, make a beeline to Dunedin, to the Overcash Plaza, to Andrew's Master Barbershop. They are open during the summer, which is still the summer, you know, for a few more days. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Tuesdays through Fridays, 9 to 6. Call first for your appointment, 727-733-3773. And if you have any kind of a need involving trees on your property, you want more, you want less, you want stump grinding, you want pruning, whatever it is, ArborLife Tree Service, Tampa Bay's premier tree service, call ArborLife today for a free estimate, 727-330-1999. So, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that his state, Florida, of course, will conduct a separate investigation now into how a second gunman was able to get within 500 yards of former President Trump. Here's what DeSantis says. The people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president and current GOP nominee. And, of course, this is the second time, right? Second time in 64 days that somebody's been able to get within striking range of Trump. On July 13th, Thomas Matthew Crooks opened fire. This time they got this guy before he was able to shoot. I have to give him credit, I guess. Somehow he wandered onto that golf course that I know he was, there was a big fence there, a steel fence, but he got in there and he actually had that gun poking through that Flynn fence, I think.
There's really no place to get into. It's an area, I think it's the fourth and fifth hole. to where when photographers want to shoot, bad word, but want to take photos of, of Trump playing golf, that is it. They kind of nose into the bushes. And so when the Secret Service were ahead of Trump, clearing out, make sure the area ahead of him was okay, they saw the gun pointing through the fence and shot at him.
Yes.
So he never got a shot off.
Yes.
So he was shot at.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. So I think in this case, maybe we credit the security.
Yeah, now they get credit. Yeah.
We give them some credit. They actually had they have a guy or a couple of guys that go ahead of Trump to the next hole before Trump gets there.
Right.
And I believe that's how they discovered this guy. He was laying in wait at a particular hole.
And then when he dropped the gun and ran, somebody that was standing there, you know, happened to a passerby, took a photo of him and getting into his vehicle, getting the license
and
plate.
And they got the license plate. So that was kind of a group effort.
Right. And see, that's what I mean. When you see something, say something.
Yes.
Look how that works.
Absolutely. 100% right. If you think there is something not quite right going on somewhere, make a point
could be
of
nothing.
Saying something.
Could be nothing. You know,
be better to
you're
call.
Not hurting anybody.
Exactly. Better to call, and it turns out to be a false alarm than the other way around. Mm-hmm. No question about it. So this guy's name is, you know, you hate to mention the name because these guys, they want the publicity, right? Listen, these are wannabes. Life has not been kind to them in their own opinion, and they strike out. I mean, it seems like virtually any would-be assassin or assassin are, you know, they're having personal issues, you know. And this guy's Ryan Wesley Ruth, I guess it's pronounced.
Yeah.
And he was arrested, as you said, shortly after the incident. I think he got in the car and got as far as Martin County, which is right.
Yeah,
right nearby.
He was on I-95.
On I-95,
and
right.
You know, those little cameras that you see on some of the overhead signs, they're not, the people think they're red light cameras. They're not. They're recognition cameras. And what it does is it matches. They take a picture of the plate, put it in there, and when he goes by, it matches the plate.
So that helped him,
and alerts police where he's at.
I see. Well, it worked. A background check on this guy. He currently lives in Hawaii. He has faced dozens of run-ins. This is not somebody that's new to trouble. Dozens of run-ins with police all the way back to the 1990s. He's a native of North Carolina, where his list of arrests include things like drug possession, driving without a license, expired inspection, and operating a vehicle with no insurance. I mean, the guy's, look, he's a loser, right? I often wonder, these kind of people, they would risk their own lives to get publicity,
but still,
right?
What triggers him to go from those kind of crimes to shooting the president?
I think one of them. I think the same thing with Crooks, the guy that took the pot shot, is recognition.
It's recognition.
I think
part
it's recognition.
Of it. But
my life has been worthless, and now I'm going to, even if it kills me, I'm going to become. People are going to think about me.
But still, you can go out and shoot other things and other people or whatever, and still get recognition. But it seems to me it's kind of strange.
Yeah.
First debate, Biden gets creamed. Somebody takes a shot at Trump. The next debate, technically Kamala wins but loses in the polls. Another shot's taken, or is going to take another shot.
You think
it had me start to think.
So this goes back to the comments, and we continue to hear about Trump being a really lousy person, and therefore
keeps playing
it sets off other people.
Right. What keeps replaying in my mind is David Muir. That was one of the moderators. That I keep looking at that footage of him, you know, asking, you know, questions that are just stirring up hate, you know, about race. Had nothing to do with race. You know, why do you talk about her color?
It sets off nuts that are already ready to be set off.
And then people think, oh, this man is going to be president again. Oh my God, it can't happen.
Yeah. We're going to talk more about it, of course, a little bit later. We're going to take our break right now. I'm going to change subjects. And when we come back, Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute is going to join us. We're going to talk with Ben about how to make home buying more affordable. And no, it's not by having government hand out money to new home buyers.
Only the lonely.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, man. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arborlife Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arborlife Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arborlife Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I gave a girl a ride in the way.
Hey, we are back. It's Monday. Thank you so very much for being with us. Delighted to have Ben Lieberman join us. Ben is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, where, among other things, he focuses on consumer freedom, the energy and environment, and we're going to talk with him about a blog he has on the CEI website, Regulatory Relief, Not Subsidies, Can Make Housing More Affordable. Ben, welcome to Freedom Works.
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely our pleasure, Ben. And really was looking forward to talking with you this morning. It seems like the soup du jour, if you might say, is let's figure out another handout we can give to people to get more votes. If it isn't for student loans and forgiving them, we'll hand out other things. How about we hand out, $25,000 to new home buyers? Yeah, that'll work. So tell me in a nutshell, why should we not go about having the government get involved in helping new home buyers with a check?
Well, to me, this kind of thing is big government at its worst. You have federal agencies cranking out regulations and other policies that drive up the cost of housing and other things. And then, on the other side of Washington, D.C., is another agency handing out checks to help make up for the damage done by the first agency. That's no way to run a railroad. Better to stop driving up the cost in the first place. There's a lot of other problems with these proposals, you know, to give first-time home buyers a $25,000 down payment assistance. Who's going to pay for this all? Won't that just jack up the market price of the homes? There's a lot that's wrong with it, but I think the first order of business is for the federal government to stop these, many of which are environmental regulations, that are part of the reason housing is so unaffordable in the first place.
Yes, indeed. And you talk about the idea of regulatory relief. Hey, that sounds pretty good. We got so many rules in Washington. And, you know, there's something else about this, Ben. How legal is it for the government to even do this, or for the president? When let's say, somebody running for office says, look, I'm going to send you some money, and you must use it to do this, that, or the other thing. Or I'm going to forgive your student loan. But That's not the job of the executive department to begin with. That's the if you're going to pass a law that's passing out money to people, and somehow they've gotten around it, I think, don't you need to go to Congress? Isn't that where the... go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The spending power is with Congress. The White House can't just make up a new reason to spend money. So you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, and as far as these regulations, in some cases, unfortunately, these agencies do have the authority to do these bad things, but I wish they would.
Yes.
In other cases, they're really stretching their authority and can't be doing.
Yeah, and so let's talk about the $25,000 in down payment assistance to first-time home. First of all, I think it would be a boondoggle. I don't even think the people that are suggesting it really believe that they can pull it off. Because how do you determine who's a first-time home buyer? How are you going to... Just think about all the people you got to hire in the government or... divert towards figuring out who can get a check for $25,000 and who cannot. The devil is always in the detail. It's like these things, if I can go off a little bit, it's like trying to give a group of people reparation money. Well, first of all, you got to figure out who the people are that you're going to get it to. And it becomes a complete mess. Not to even bother to think that, where are we going to get the money? Aren't we about $35 trillion in debt right now? I mean, it's a way of buying votes, right?
Oh, absolutely. And if I was thinking about buying a new house, since I'm not a first-time home buyer, I'd probably ask my niece to buy it for me and then sell it to me for a dollar.
Exactly.
You could think of all the tricks and the graph. The bottom line is you don't fight inflation, whether housing or food or anything else, by just having the government print out more money and give away that money. You got to get to the root of the problem.
So that comes back to what you say in your blog: regulatory relief, not subsidies, can make housing more affordable. So I guess there's all kinds of regulations, starting with the actual construction of the home, what kind of appliances you can put into the home. I mean, where does, with the rules that the government seems to have taken upon itself the right to do, does this not jack up the cost of the house anyway?
Absolutely. And the worst of it are the state and local requirements you see in California, which is why housing is through the roots there, and they're losing middle class citizens. But it's also happening at the federal level. For example, new green building code requirements that new homes have to comply with in order to qualify for FHA, backed mortgages, and all of that. According to the National Association of Home Builders, these new green building requirements, energy efficiency standards, and thicker insulation, all that stuff, could add up to $31,000 to a new home. So there goes your $25,000.
Oh my God!
Right. Now maybe that's only applicable for some homes, but for every $1,000 you increase the price of a home, that's a certain number of potential new home buyers who can no longer qualify for a mortgage.
And then I think of some of the appliances. I think you mentioned central air is one of them. The standards for dishwashers, how much water can run through the dishwashers, furnaces, refrigerators. I mean, you name the appliance, and there seems to be something new. And of course, when you go out to your garage to get in your car, it better be an electric vehicle. You know, all of these things, the government has no business. I know you know this, so I'm just preaching to the choir. But the government has no business telling you what kind of a car you're going to buy. That's not their job. We've lost touch with what the job of our central government is all about, in my humble opinion.
Oh, absolutely. And with regard to these appliance standards, it really adds up. We heard a lot about the dust-up over gas stoves and potential gas stoves restrictions last year, but that isn't the half of it. Pretty much everything that plugs in or fires up around the home has been in the past or currently is subject to regulations that threaten higher prices, and that includes the bigger ticket appliances, air conditioning, heating systems, water heaters. All of this is more expensive than it needs to be and headed higher. And you think of $100 here, $200 here for all these different appliance regulations. Again, it really adds up. And in an environment where we're already struggling with high mortgage rates and other things, the last thing the federal government should be doing is to adding additional costs to new homes.
I'm old enough, Ben, to remember this guy, W.R. Grace. He came out with what was called the Grace Commission Report. It was a way of supposedly examining all of the regulations that our federal government was involved in and getting rid of them and cutting waste and spending and all the bureaucratic nightmares that we had. And then Elon Musk has talked about, if let's say Donald Trump, as an example, might win the election, that Elon Musk might be brought in to look at eliminating some of these regulations and helping Trump. And Trump himself talks about eliminating regulations and waste in government. Now, it's always a lot of talk, but it seems like we're going the opposite way. And, of course, now we've got, as you well know, another possible government shutdown because they can't agree on their spending programs, which are going, you know, over the top again. We just continue to go, it continues to get worse rather than better.
Yeah, you're right. And I think it really comes back to Congress, getting Congress to repeal some of this legislative authority that they enacted decades ago, but has morphed into something far worse than they imagined. There were, for example, these appliance regulations are something that was authorized by Congress, but I don't think Congress decades ago thought, for example, that these appliances would be subjected to 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 rounds of successively tighter standards with no end in sight. And they certainly didn't think that they would be used as a climate change tool. And that's the thing about some of these regulations. Rather than even saying that this is exclusively for the best interest of consumers, the Department of Energy is calculating the climate change benefits. So we're supposed to put up with more expensive air conditioners because they supposedly save the planet, not because they're better air conditioners. And so there's been a lot of mission creep, moving back the goalposts. All the bad cliches about the government out of control are more true than ever now. And I think we need to have a Congress willing to look at clawing back some of the authority.
Yeah, and I think you make an excellent point at that. And I think you mentioned in your piece also regulation at all levels of government estimated to comprise 25% of a new home's cost. 25%. I mean, can you imagine if we were able to get to undo some of those regulations? The best thing to do, if you want to get the market going in the home industry, is to make those homes less expensive, get more people that have the ability. I mean, I think back when I was able to get a house and how much easier it was. Now I feel bad for people that are trying to buy a new home. It is so scary. But we have people like you, thank God, that continue to sound the alarm. And maybe one of these days, hopefully, they're going to listen. And Congress is going to do something. It seems like both parties, in my humble opinion, both parties are to blame.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience, a lot of these politicians and these regulators, they live in their $750,000, $1 million homes here in the Washington, D.C. area. They're just fine with the housing market being tight. So there might even be a little self-interest involved here as well.
No question about it. They don't live like the rest of us. They just pass all the laws to make us live like they want us to. Ben Lieberman.
To keep us out of their neighborhood. Yeah.
Keep us out of their neighborhood. You are so right. Ben Lieberman, it was a pleasure to talk with you. I look forward to our next chat. I know we will down the road.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Lieberman of the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Okay. Hey, we're going to take our break. And when we come back, among other things, we're going to tell you about the head of J.P. Morgan, the CEO. He says there's an economic peril for America that's even worse than a recession. We'll talk about that when we come back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, men. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're back on a Monday, and delighted to have the two Ceraci brothers joining us. We have our eye in the northern sky, Angelo Ceraci, out from Rochester, New York, and, of course, the master barber, Andrew Ceraci, here in Tampa Bay. And, guys, I wonder what we should talk about today. Anything going on at all in politics that you could speak of? I guess we got, you know, this is, I don't know, you know, talking, the more you talk about things like this when it comes to taking a pot shot at Donald Trump, the more I wonder if we are going to inspire some other idiot to pick up a gun and, you know, go after him. What do you think, Angelo? What's going on here?
Well, they're pushing these people over the edge with calling him a dictator and Hitler and everything else. Supposedly, this guy donated much money to the Democratic Party.
He did?
You know, this guy, what I read on the internet this morning. I don't know how true it is.
Okay. Well, the guy is a 58-year-old white guy, by the way. Ryan Wesley Ruth, I guess it's pronounced. And he's from Hawaii, originally from North Carolina. He's got all kinds of little things going on in his life. His arrests include drug possession, driving without license, expired inspection, operating a vehicle with no insurance. You know, he's a loser. Let's be honest. It's just a guy.
From the get-go, but, you know, look at these people that are calling Trump dictator, Hitler, and everything. They're all losers. They're the ones that have brought this on with their rhetoric.
Yeah.
And I think still believe 100% that they have caused this country into turmoil.
I think there's truth to that. We've got so many sickos out there, and they just need a little extra bump, it seems like. Andrew,
that's all it is.
Yeah. Andrew, what say you about all of this?
Well, Paul, I watched a video of this guy this morning that he had on his site that wasn't taken off yet. Facebook took it off, but Elon Musk didn't. On his site. And they had a video of this guy talking from Hawaii how he had to fight, that we all need to fight. Now, he had a record. If I was looking to hire somebody that I wanted to off somebody, and I had access to all these records to find the major nutcase, it's all out there.
Yeah,
I think it's a setup. I'm sorry. The guy was behind the fence over there. See, how was he allowed to even be there, Paul? How did he know the time that Donald Trump was going to be there playing golf?
So you think it's a conspiracy? You think other people are involved?
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. Come on, two times in 2 months? They want this guy gone, Paul. And they're going to all extremes to do it. The nutcases you're talking about are the Democrat Party.
You know, it's And there may be some truth to it, but it always seems to me that most of these people are loners. They just, you know, they've got not that. They, if you, the more you look into their background, they don't get along with other people. They got all kinds of anger issues. They feel that the world is not treating them well.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
If you were to hire somebody and you had access to all these files, would you hit up on this guy or what?
Yeah. But you think that somebody else is helping pull the strings?
Of course. Okay. Of course. Because just from the last attempt, to, you know, the guy walking on the roof, they had that all verified. The Secret Service, you know, half-baited, whatever you can call them. Now you got this. The guy, how did he know Trump would be there playing golf at that time? Somebody had to tell him.
I don't know. Well, that's a good question. What do you think, Angelo?
I think that somebody must have said something to him that Trump is going to be there. But, you know, I mean, if he's living in the area right now, I'm sure people know that he's going to be at the golf course or something like that. I really don't know on that. But I think the Democrats have really fueled these lone wolves. All they have to do is get these people excited. He's a dictator.
Money.
Democracy is being gone, is going to be gone, you know, the whole nine yards. And I blame the Democrats for this.
Well, that's what I...
Look at this country the way it is right now. Whose fault? Look at all these cities. Crime is up. They're letting all these people come in from all these other countries. And I still can't believe 49% of the Americans would still vote for these idiots.
Well... That's what I said at the beginning, is the media has to take blame for some
of
this. Because you know, they're saying things, and even Kamala is running that stupid ad that says that, oh, he said he'll be a dictator on day one. And that's what scares people. And you hear, well, he's a racist. And but when you ask people, well, what was he racist about? You can never follow that up with an answer. He's accused of doing this, but when did he ever do that? But they're so quick with the tongue sword, it's ridiculous.
Let me ask.
But the media hasn't told the truth. They haven't said anything, the truth about him or anything else. Nothing.
Let me ask both of you guys, do you think in the long run that this attempt again on Trump will affect his numbers when it comes to the election? What do you think, Andrew?
There's no question about it, Paul. Listen, people are wondering why do they want him gone so bad. There's reasons, because of the swamp. These people, let me tell you, I put Barack Obama, you know, that's a man with a lot of pull, Paul, and he's looking for another term. And the only way he's going to get it is with Kamala Harris in there. How is he the only president that never left Washington? Okay, I believe it's all part of it, buddy. And yes, his numbers are going to go up.
You think it will? How about
because
you?
People mm-hmm. are
go ahead.
People are going to wonder why they want him gone so bad. What are they hiding?
Angelo, what do you think? Is this going to, in the long run? God forbid that we have these kinds of things, but do you think it's going to help Donald Trump's election chances?
I think it will. Even if they put up that. They put an ad up with him with holding his fist up saying fight. They use that second time around. It's got to help. You know?
Do you think that this is going to be, sounds very crass, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do you think in the long run, since nothing happened to him, that Donald Trump kind of likes this kind of publicity, or do you think I'm really off the charts with that question? I mean,
I think you're off the charts, Paul.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I am. I mean, we know that Donald does like attention, right? And
right, he's not getting shot at, buddy. Let's be real.
Yeah, no, I tend to agree with you.
Okay,
that. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you a question.
When the dust settles, go ahead. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
You have a person that's willing to put his life on the line for his country. He's been shot at twice, and yet he's still. comes back. You tell me, does this man not love the country or not?
there's no question he's not going to make any money being president. I think he likes center stage. Now, I'm going to say that because I do think it feeds his ego. But still, with all the money that he's got and all the things that he could do, he could be a lot happier doing something else, in my humble opinion. So I agree with you. Go ahead, Angelo.
What about his family, what they're going through with all this stuff, you know?
You
got to say to yourself, is it all worth it when half of the country and the people are calling you a dictator, calling you Hitler? You know, you didn't take any money the last time. You didn't take any pay for being president. Why would you want to do this for the American people? Be honest. You know, just like...
Because he loves it. He loves the country, Angelo.
Yeah, but you know what? If this country treats you this way, why would you want to do it? Why would you want to do
it? Because of what the country was, Angelo. Because of what the country was is why he does it.
You said,
okay, and he wants to bring it back. That's right, but he wants to bring it back.
I don't think you can bring it back today. It's gone.
So now this came out before. I'm just going to bring it up because I know polls are, you know, polls, we tend to discount them, and I don't think right now at this point they're a true indicator. But Vice President Harris has apparently made up some ground in Iowa, as opposed to the numbers that Joe Biden had. The latest Des Moines Register poll released yesterday shows Harris has narrowed Donald Trump's lead in Iowa to just 4 points. Which for Iowa is kind of scary because Iowa is normally considered a conservative state. The same poll last spring when Biden was running showed Trump was ahead by 18 points over Joe Biden. So I don't know. You look at these different numbers. So far, it seems like Harris has not fallen back yet. And yes, we're still, you know, we still have the entire month of half of September and the rest of October, all of October. Are these numbers going to start shifting towards Donald Trump in the next couple of weeks? What say you, Andrew?
Of course, Paul. And the more and more advertisements they put on television with the videos of Harris talking about what she always talked about, they just proved on television. I was watching an ad yesterday where she denied of giving the illegals money for transgender operations. Well, they duffed that one because they got her right on video on a television commercial saying it.
Yeah.
So the more and more you start seeing of those ads, the more and more the people are going to break away from it.
You know, we talk about both of you. We talk about how maybe Jewish voters are going to start trending towards Donald Trump, based on what seems to be going on here in our country with the situation with the Israeli war. But what about Catholics? Here is an interesting story that I found. Catholics might be driving away from Democrats as well because of the big major push that Democrats put on abortion. This is Catholic... Go ahead. I was just going to say, this is Catholic League President Bill Donahue. He says the Democratic Party is pushing away from the religious vote with anti-Christian policies. He said that a lot of Democrats, quite frankly, are anti-Christian, and it's driving people out. And he cited similar comments from former Democrat Tulsi Gabbard, who recently endorsed Donald Trump. He said, it's not even so much abortion, it's just that they feel like they don't speak their language anymore. The whole idea of letting men compete against women in sports abuses the bathrooms. They think they're just gone off the deep end. And it does seem to affect people that have some sort of a moral compass.
Well, you know, Paul, this past Sunday at church, Pope Francis put a note out to all the Catholics in the world about the abortion issue, that you have to vote for the lesser of two evils,
yes,
so to speak. The one, and they were talking about this at church Sunday, and we were at Mass, Sunday Mass, my wife and I, and they were talking at the pulpit there about you have to vote for the person who is the less evil. They didn't mention any names, but we are a religion of life. We preserve life. We don't, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
This is going to be out. This is going to be out throughout all the churches in the United States.
In fact, I have that article, and you're right on target. The Pope criticized both, actually. Pope Francis criticized Harris's support of abortion rights as being an assassination, while he also chastised Trump, saying, quote, not welcoming migrants is a sin. And then he went on to say, you must choose the lesser evil. Who is the lesser evil? That lady or that gentleman? I don't know. Everyone in conscience has to think and do this. So he doesn't really endorse one over the other in that
but
sense.
But he did say...
Paul, you know what? You know what I got to say?
Yeah, go ahead, Andrew.
Go ahead, Andy.
What I got to say about this Pope is he's a communist, number one. He's sitting there saying both evils, you know, take the lesser of evil.
Yeah, I would
to
think
me, this
you're
is
right.
The guy that's evil. This is the guy that's evil is the Pope. I got news for you.
Well, I don't know.
He's one of the reasons I won't go to church on Sundays, okay? Because they need to get rid of him.
Well, there's no question
Andy,
that.
You didn't even go to church when Pope John was there.
They have.
So, you know, come on, Andy.
Dude, when well, this guy is evil,
and Angelo, you're protecting evil with this guy. Right, he's a communist. Oh, he was a Hitler youth. Everything.
The only thing, you know, when he says he doesn't welcome immigrants. They don't say legal immigrant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't put the word legal in there.
I think the Pope has a right. I think the Pope should be clearly talking about protecting innocent life.
Hey, you know,
and
if the Pope is so worried about protecting the immigrants, the Vatican's got plenty of room. Tell him to take him in. I don't see any moving into the Vatican.
You know, there's a saying that...
As a matter of fact, the Vatican has got more money than the United States of America. I don't see them sending any money to support these immigrants. What's his problem?
There's a saying that you don't mix politics with religion. Well, don't mix religion with politics.
That's true, too.
Period.
Yeah. No, you're
right. But they're doing it, so there's nothing you can do.
But when it comes to abortion... Let's face it, you know, if you're a clergyman, generally speaking, you tend to want to protect life. And so, you know, I can understand hearing something from the pulpit, you know, on a Sunday. That I can understand.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, it's always
you have to defend what President Trump said at that debate, supposedly called a debate, which it really wasn't. You know, he says that the former governor of Virginia there, when they were saying they would take the baby, place it on a table, whatever, and decide whether it's going to live or die. You have to defend life. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
The Democrats, just think about this. The Democrats talk about, we protect this and we protect that. They're killing babies all over the place. I mean, come on. When we start killing our own, that's the end of our country. They're destroying the family in our country. That's what they have done.
The culture of life, absolutely. It's integral to the family unit, the culture of life. Gentlemen, thank you so much. We could go on, but I got to run. Thank you, guys. Angelo, Andrew, as always. All right, you do the same, guys. All right, we're going to take our break, and when we come back, I promise you, we are going to talk about the CEO of J.P. Morgan saying there is an economic peril that is worse for us here in America than a recession.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Arbor Life Tree Service is Tampa Bay's finest tree service company. From trimming, pruning, fertilizing, to grinding and removal, you get an experienced ISA certified and veteran owned firm that can do any tree job, large or small. With our fully equipped fleet and trained crew members, we care for trees of all sizes, whether you're government, contractor, business, or homeowner. Don't trust just anyone with a chainsaw. Call Arbor Life Tree Service at 727-330-1999 for a quick and free estimate. That's 727-330-1999. Arbor Life Tree Service. They go out on a limb for you.
For years, we've been telling you that Andrew's Master Barbershop is the premier men's barbershop in Tampa Bay. Tops in great haircuts, tops in price. Well, now that it's summertime, Andrew and the gang have brand new hours. They're now open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Again, that's Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. So give them a try, men. Andrew's Master Barbershop, it's located in the Overcash Plaza in Dunedin. That's on Overcash Drive, just north of 580 Main Street. Call first for your appointment, guys. 727-733-3773. That's 727-733-3773. Andrew's Master Barbershop.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we are back for the final segment of Freedom Works Out on Monday. Thank you so very much for being with us. We always appreciate your attendance. However, if you cannot attend because you've got other things to attend to, thanks to Big Ed, you can go to our website at any time in your little sphere of life that you'd like and click on our podcast button at the top of our website, and all the shows that we have done are there for the listening. It's OurFreedomWorks.com. O-U-R, OurFreedomWorks.com. Ed puts all the shows up there. You'll see the most recent show at the top. You'll see who the guest is, what we're going to talk about with the guest, and the top 10. How can life be any better than that? OurFreedomWorks.com. So as promised, I want to talk a little bit about the CEO of J.P. Morgan. His name is Jamie, I guess it's Dimon, D-I-M-O-N, 68-year-old CEO of J.P. Morgan. And he talked last week at the Council of Institutional Investors in New York. And by the way, J.P. Morgan is the largest bank in the United States. They've got assets, even more money than you have, Ed. They got $3.4 trillion in assets there. And
they got money to fit in both pockets?
I think so, and then a third or fourth pocket and a wheelbarrow. And so Dimon calls stagflation the thing to worry about. Stagflation, you've heard that word before, right? Stagflation. Make America stag again. No, I don't know about that one. Anyway, stagflation, it is kind of a combination of stagnation and inflation. It's like the worst of both worlds, all right? Stagnation and inflation. It's a state where economic growth slows while inflation and unemployment go up. He says the economic consequences of stagflation may cause retirement savings to go down, as well as the stock market to crash. Now, that would be a scary scenario. He said it was last seen, the stagflation, in the 1970s, apparently right around the time that Jimmy Carter was the president. So that's the thing he says that that we need to worry about. And finally, before we go to our top 10, Ed, you may be interested in this one. Did you know that there's a chance that the Indian logo and the Redskins logo may come back to the Washington football team?
The Indian, the tribe is suing the Washington franchise
because
they want them back.
Very good. You're right about that. Here's the deal. The family of the Blackfeet chief, who served as the image on the helmets of the Washington Redskins for 48 years, want his image back.
Yeah.
They also want his life story retold. His name was, I'll find his name here, White Calf.
Yeah.
Was the name of this guy.
So I guess we can disregard the white guy or the white woman that said it was being racial towards Indians.
He got White Calf in his own name.
Yeah.
Did you know he also served as the image for the nickel? You remember the nickel with the image of the Indian?
Yeah.
That was him. It was the same profile.
Well, the Seminoles used an Indian, too.
Yeah. Many polls showed that at the time that 90% of Native Americans supported the team name Redskins.
Yeah.
And White Calf as the portrait on the helmet. And they want it back. Now, it appears the franchise is open to the return of White Calf's image. Good. So you never know.
Good.
Okay. All right, my friend. Anything else real quickly that we should know in sports?
The Rays took two out of four from the Indians over the weekend.
Okay.
Which, you know, they're a first-place team, but, you know, they're not going anywhere. Surprising Buccaneers yesterday. They go into Detroit and beat them.
And Detroit's considered a good team.
Pretty soundly, too. You know,
I was watching that game, and I was rooting for the Bucks, and they came through.
Mm-hmm.
And then later that evening, I had my hopes crushed. My Bears went it down to Houston.
But your quarterback looked decent.
He's got his time.
I know, but he looked decent.
It looked like, without going too deep into it, it looks like our offensive line has got to get a hell of a lot better.
The problem is his personality is going to come through, his real personality, when they don't win. John Madden said a great thing. He said, winning is a great deodorant.
Yes, it is.
When you don't win.
Cleans the air, doesn't it?
When you don't win, you find out the people's real.
Fair enough. All right, Ed, over to the drums. Top 10 colleges with the most conservative students comes from the Princeton Review. The review tallied the ranking in the current edition of their best 390 colleges, which was published last month. And it's based on the data from a survey of 168,000 students at those 390 schools. Most conservative students, number 10. High Point University. It's in High Point, North Carolina. Mm. They've got 5,000 full-time students there. All right, number 9. University of Utah. Why am I not surprised? No. There would be a lot of conservative students in Salt Lake City, Utah. They've got 27,000 students there.
Wow.
Number 8. How about the Air Force Academy?
Yeah.
Very conservative. Yeah. Isn't that near Denver?
Yeah.
They got 4,000 full-time U.S. Air Force Academy. Number 7, Hampden-Sydney College. It's in Hampden-Sydney, Virginia, wherever the heck that is. Yeah. They've only got about 900 students, but they're very conservative. Mm. Number 6, the University of Dallas. It's in Irving, okay, with only 1,400 full-time students there. Number 5, Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. They got about 2,400 students at Grove City.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number 4. How about Taylor University? Never heard of it, but it's in Upland, Indiana. Now we know, right? Mm-hmm. They got about 2,400 students. Excuse me. Where are we? Number 3. I've heard of this one, Hillsdale College. It's in Hillsdale, Michigan, with about 1,700 full-time students. Okay, number 2. How'd you like to go to this school, Ed? The College of the Ozarks. Bring your fishing pole, okay?
Yeah.
College of the Ozarks. It's in Point Lookout, Missouri.
Yeah.
They got 1,500 students in College of the Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Ed,
I'm guessing it's just.
I'm going to ask you to guess the state.
It's not going to be. It's not going to be in the Northeast.
You're right. It's not in the. I'll give you a hint. It's out west somewhere. What state do you think it might be?
Let's go with Arizona.
That's a good guess. I would, too. I think I'd go with Arizona. But it's actually not. It's California.
California.
Yeah, it's Thomas Aquinas College in Santa Paula, California. Sounds like a religious school. Thomas Aquinas, of course. And they've only got 367 students, but they are conservative as hell. Yeah. Okay, that's it, my friends. Thank you so very much for listening. We will be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, remember, freedom works.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The FBI is investigating what happened in the apparent assassination attempt at Donald Trump's golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida yesterday. Trump blames rhetoric from President Biden and Vice President Harris in a Fox News interview. CBS's Christiane Benavides.